You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski on the BetQL Audio Network.
Joe Ostrowski and Chris Ranji on BetQL Daily, the day before the Preakness. Download the BetQL app today. Use our promo code DAILY for 20% off any subscription. BetQL's algorithms analyze over 350,000 unique bets every year in real time to help give you an edge over the sportsbooks. Promo code DAILY, 20% off any subscription. Let's check in with Simon Bray. We spoke with Simon a couple of weeks ago before the Derby, and he joins us now. He's a former thoroughbred trainer, TVG analyst for a long, long time. He's on Twitter, at SimonTVG. Simon, have you guys had anything to discuss on TVG over the last week?
Oh, I mean, it's unbelievable, right? I mean, you couldn't have scripted this. The most recognizable face in horse racing wins the Derby for a record tie in seventh time, and then, you know, about a week later gets a positive test, which no one could have foreseen that coming. Obviously, you know, everyone, you know, it's the Derby. Everyone tries to take care of their business and do the right thing, but here's the situation we are, and I guess, you know, he passed the test. You know, he's running this out tomorrow afternoon, Medina Spirit. Bob Baffert's elected not to show up here. He, you know, he went out on a media rampage trying to get ahead of the story last week, and he's sequestered himself back in California and not going to be talking to anyone until later on tomorrow. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy week, to say the least.
Well, Simon, he's been canceled, don't you know? It's a great excuse for anybody that gets caught doing something and having to pay the price for it. So obviously, if you're in the horse racing community, you want attention. You want people to pay attention to your sport. But, you know, within the sport, this has to be the kind of attention you don't want. So are people who are, you know, who have horses, who are into horse racing, this is their livelihoods, do they hate stuff like this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is just a black eye on the sport. I mean, already a very big ownership group, Spendthrift Farm, one of the biggest owners in the country, has removed some horses. They've put their relationship with Bob Baffert on pause until this all plays out. So the unfortunate thing is, you know, look, I'm a former trainer. I've been there in the trenches. I know what it takes. This was not an intentional drugging by any means. And I don't know that for a fact, but I'm just going out on a limb and saying that no one, including Bob Baffert, is going to do something nefarious on purpose with all the scrutiny he's been through, you know, going into the Kentucky Derby. You know, I told someone the other day, that's, you know, it's like taking, you know, three shots of vodka before you take a DUI test. I mean, you just, unless you're absolutely flat out stupid, you just wouldn't do that. So there's obviously some contamination. The problem Bob has is that he has a history of this with, you know, legal medications that have been, you know, tested positive above the allowable limit. So the problem with that is, you know, it's what's preceded him. If this was his first offense, I think a lot of people would say, yes, you know, an unfortunate contamination. It didn't have a performance enhancing effect and it's just a bad situation. But the problem he's had is the history of it going in. You know, it's the bank robber that's been convicted three times. He's caught in video, you know, outside a bank when somebody robbed it wasn't him, but automatically you assume he's at fault because of his prior record. So that's where we stand right now.
Simon, I mean, you're in it. Like, this is your livelihood. This is your passion, horse racing. And the perception has been out there for a number of years that horse racing is a dying industry. But then if you look at last year's ratings and you back that up with what we saw 2 weeks ago, the interest in the Derby was absolutely remarkable. And we've seen stuff like this happen in the past. So I'm asking you to predict the future a little bit. What do you think it does for the interest of horse racing? Because it's clearly still there from even the fringe fans. If they're just coming around a few times a year, they were there to watch the Derby. So what does it mean for the Preakness and moving forward?
Well, I think for the big events, you know, they're always held in high regard, and the casual fan and, you know, network television and all that, the big events have never had an issue. It's the rest. It's the other 50, 47 weeks of the year has been the problem. And you're exactly right in your assessment. You know, last year during the pandemic, I would never have thought it. You know, I was sent to my ass locked down in January, and I'd never worked so hard because racing had thrived, especially, you know, we're on a horse racing network and we do it day in, day out. And there was not a day that we were shut down, and it survived in the pandemic. It was one of the few sports that went on uninterrupted throughout the calendar year. And we garnered a lot of customers, especially in our business, that were, you know, placing wages or looking at other sports that weren't there. They gravitated to horse racing, and some of them stuck. Some of them stuck. And I think going forward, you know, there needs to be, the sport needs to be cleaned up. And like you said, because the average person, they don't understand. They see drug positive on an ESPN ticker, on a Fox News ticker, and they automatically think it's some trainer in a stall with a needle injecting a horse day before a race to hop him up. And it's just not the case. You know, it's an overage of therapeutic legal medication. Now, does that make it right or wrong? No, but I think from our own self as a horse racing industry, we need to clean up that perception dynamic, whether it's allowing zero levels of tolerance of medicated rules, allowable medications, or, you know, I don't know what the answer is, but unfortunately, by the time the message gets out of our sport to the public, it's just complete disaster. But I think, you know, we'll weather this, we'll get through it. I think there'll be some changes. It all depends what happens with the split sample and going forward, but there are going to be some short-term pain, I think, before, you know, the long-term gain. And just this morning, just I jumped on with you, I just read a report that three major horse players are filing a class action lawsuit against Bob Baffert and the owner of Medina Spirit for their upwards of $20,000 to $50,000 in losses had Mandaloon won. So, I mean, that's where we're at right now. And he's taken a lot of hits, Bob Baffert, on behalf of Thoroughbred Racing. And a lot of it, unfortunately, he's brought upon himself, you know, mistake inadvertently or not.
You have to imagine there are going to be some consequences for him. And I think the sport needs for that to happen. And as we get ready, Simon, there are a bunch of races today. Obviously, the Preakness is tomorrow. Is there anything in particular that you're watching out for? And I guess we'll start with today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Well, I mean, we got the Black Eyed Susan today, and that's, you know, where the girls get to take a chance. That's kind of like the feature race of the day, race 13. And I guess the story there is Bob Baffert. You know, he's got a horse in that race. He's got the 10 Beautiful Gift, who's the 9-5 morning line favorite, who I think, with or without this story, I don't think she wasn't going to be in any of my business as far as picks and wins. I like a price in there. I like the 7 Miss Leslie, who's 15-1 on the morning line. I think that price is going to scream upset. She's a filly that's won over this track. She's got some recency with a recent start here at Pimlico and a win from off the pace. So I think Baffert, you know, unfortunately, he's going to be the favorite in there, but I don't think he's going to be a factor. And, you know, just the way the general public looks at things, they'll get him started talking. You know, when a 9-5 favorite of Baffert gets beat the day before Medina Street, oh, see, you know, he's not allowed to use the stuff, they're testing. And that's the story that's going to come up. But I think the bigger thing is how people are going to play the Preak this tomorrow. I see Medina Spirit winning right back. I haven't let what's happened the last week change my handicapping judgment, because this is a story, believe me, this should not have been leaked to the press for about another 2 weeks. Usually they get a sample, they send it off, and then once the split sample comes back positive, then they'll release the results. So normally 9 times out of 10, if this was the Kentucky Derby was a race on Saturday of any other day of the year, you would not have heard about this positive result. It got leaked. Baffert tried to get ahead of the story. So, you know, with that in mind, I try to look at it from that point of view. Would I still be looking at Medina Spirit as a heavy favorite and a chance to win tomorrow? Absolutely, without all that information. You know, 6 of Bob Baffert's Kentucky Derby winners have come right back and won the Preakness. And historically, it's a good race for, you know, Kentucky Derby winning horses. They run well. So I'm not letting that, you know, affect my judgment tomorrow.
All right, Simon. Simon Bray, TVG analyst on Twitter, at SimonTVG. You like Medina Spirit. What about the other horses to win the board, to hit the board?
Okay, I'm going to go with some prices in there. It's bad. I mean, I was just last time I came on your show before the Derby, I was giving out prices and picks. And to be honest with you, I mean, I was just horrible. I mean, I probably lit dollar bills on fire. It couldn't have got any worse. A lot of it was traffic trouble. But I think Midnight Bourbon for Steve Asmussen was 6 in the Derby. That's a horse who had a troubled trip last time out. He'll be a lot closer today. Baffert's biggest challenge with Medina Spirit is Baffert himself with Concert Tour. That's a horse who's going to be pressing the pace from the outside and could be a big threat. My price play in the Preakness, so like Medina Spirit, Midnight Bourbon, my price play is going to be for trainer Chad Brown. I think he's got a good shot with Crowded Trade. That horse has only had 3 starts, but this is remarkable. Chad Brown won the Preakness a couple of years ago with a horse called Cloud Computing. That horse had 3 races coming in the Preakness. They were a maiden special weight win, first time out, 2nd in a race called the Gotham, and 3rd in a race called the Wood Memorial. He's got Crowded Trade in tomorrow, won a maiden special weight race, 2nd in the Gotham, 3rd in the Wood Memorial. Identical past performances coming in. He's my price to use underneath Medina Spirit at 10-1.
So if Medina Spirit does win tomorrow, what do you think the odds are of a Triple Crown?
I think they're very good if he wins tomorrow. I think they're very good because, you know, the Belmont, you know, everyone thinks 1.5 miles, you need a big, deep closing horse. It goes against the grain. You know, you need a horse with tactical speed that can lay close to it. So I think there's a good chance of it. I mean, if he wins tomorrow and then it's 2-for-2, I mean, the sport's going to get a whole lot more publicity. And by the Belmont Stakes, I'm sure the split sample will come back. So we'll have a lot more. I mean, it could throw the whole thing into absolute media chaos, to be honest with you.
Best thing for the industry. As crazy as it seems, Simon, it's for Medina Spirit to win this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yep, I think so. I think it's, yep. And I think Baffert, you know, he's staying back in California. But, I mean, he probably, if you'd ask him, if he'd answer, I think he thinks he has a, you know, real good chance of winning the second jewel of the Triple Crown.
Very good. Simon Bray at SimonTVG on Twitter. Simon, thank you so much for your time, and we'll check in a few weeks from now for the Belmont Stakes, all right?
All right, fellas. We'll talk to you at the Belmont. Thanks.
There's Simon Bray. Good stuff from him. It really would be the best thing. I think.
Oh, my God.
I know there are a lot of people hurting, and they're really mad, and they've missed out on some big paydays. A lot of people. I can't wait to see what happens with those lawsuits, but but that would be the best thing for the industry. And I know some are turned off by what happened, and you should be if you're that fringe fan, but I'm expecting those ratings to be bonkers for at least those minutes during the race.
Well, in the short term, for the ratings alone, anytime there's a Triple Crown threat, people are going to clearly watch Belmont just because of it, because they want to see that history happen. But if what Simon is talking about, if they get those split samples back between, like, let's say he wins this race tomorrow. You split the samples. You went back, Provasic. But imagine that happening between tomorrow and the Belmont, and then something comes back and it's really bad. Oh, man. Like, that's the amount of it. Like, I think the attention is good, but I do think you get to a point where the bad attention is not good.
It's not like they were sticking a needle in the horse the day before. No. And when you see that as the headline, that's what most people imagine.
Correct. But I think the problem is, if you're a casual person and, you know, maybe you like to throw a few bucks down on something, like, are you less likely to do it now that you don't think, I mean, you don't know who's juicing their horses and who's not?
Casual, no.
Yeah, you know, but like a casual person, and I think that's probably what they're partially worried about, because that's a lot of money there.
Okay, if Medina Spirit does not win tomorrow, what happens is, in the grand scheme of things, with everything on the sports landscape,
we forget about it.
Completely forgotten.
It's gone.
About.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about the Belmont Stakes outside of sports bettors, right?
Right.
Yeah. So
I'm rooting for it.
I hope Medina Spirit wins. I really do. All right. Coming up next, we'll give you our lightning bets going into the weekend. OJ Kassan's got some UFC plays as well. He's been on fire with that. We'll bring in Vic Chalksey from BetQL as well. This is BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Chris Ranji on the BetQL Audio Network.